try to take that their shot at him that way.
Okay, if I give you $500 right now, where are you betting it?
It's my heart, my gut wants to go Florida and Wisconsin.
Okay.
My eyes, I look and I see Kentucky, and it's just unbelievable. The run that they're on, the tear that they're on is incredible, considering they can get you any way. Offensive rebounds, they got you beat. They have shown the ability to make threes, which, again, you got a guy who can break your defense down, that like one of the Harrisons can get in the teeth of defense and kick it out, knock down some threes. They're a great rebounding team. When you look at how they match up against Wisconsin, the one thing that I think Wisconsin has going for them is their ability to be patient offensively, and will that wear down Kentucky's defense? Will they get impatient? That's one thing is you have a bunch of guys who can shoot the ball well in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You have a bunch of guys with a great passing team. They take care of the ball so well. On the other side, Kentucky, up until this tournament, you saw glimpses of it, and now they're bringing it every single night. I want to say Wisconsin, but the way Kentucky's been playing the last few games, I just don't know if there's anybody.
Well, then what about the way UConn's been playing? They've been playing out of their minds. I know, you're torn. Kevin Little Rock says, Akre already gave the key to beating Florida in the breakdown of the previous meeting with UConn. You have to be hot from the arch or the arc or the three-point line, however you want to say it. Yes, yeah. I think he's right. Yeah. If they knock down threes, it'll be a great game. If they miss a bunch of threes, they're going to struggle. Because I know for sure Florida's going to get to the line. They're going to get in the paint. They're going to get theirs. Because you got Patrick Young. So
two teams beat Florida this year.
UConn was one of them.
UConn and Wisconsin.
Yes, it's not good for them, considering they got to play both potentially. Now, they are undefeated against Kentucky. But this is not the same Kentucky team from a month ago.
Can you beat them a third time?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's do some entertainment here.
Fourth time, actually.
Matty T. Oh, yeah, they beat them in the tournament, too. That's right. Oh, wait, here, let me get Savage in here first. Sorry. Hey, Savage.
What's up, Justin?
Hey, Bob.
Man, you got to think that Kentucky's got to come in with so much confidence just for the fact that number 44 and Lee are playing so much better, knowing you go to your bench and there's no drop-off.
Yeah, you better make sure you find Lee in the box out.
I mean, how about that? You lose a 7-footer, Willie Cauley-Stein, and then you get a guy who basically has played 4 minutes in the entire tournament, comes in, and has got 4 chunk dunks in a row in the first half.
Chunk dunks. Don't count a couple of them, because a couple of them above the rim, but anyway.
That's even makes it worse. This guy's playing above the rim, all of them. And that probably is what hurt Michigan, is they don't have very athletic guys underneath.
But I got to go Wisconsin and Florida.
You like Wisconsin?
Yep. The passing and the big nasty, the 7-footer shooting threes, they're going to bring Randall out of the middle. So that's going to open up a bunch.
Yeah, I'm wondering how they'll defend him. Will Lee play more significant minutes and run around with Kaminsky, or how that works? That's the thing. That's why, yeah. Like with Iowa State, man, that was such a matchup issue. Although their center was not the biggest guy in the world, he pulls you outside. It's a nightmare, and Kaminsky can do the same thing with Wisconsin.
Justin, one quick thing. What do you think about the refs, man? You know, going to the monitor as much as they do, you know.
Well, at the end of the day, you want to get it right. I mean, especially in the last couple minutes. It sucks that it takes so long for them to sift through the video, but I don't have a problem with them doing it. And, you know, I have a bigger issue with we can't seem to get the block charge call right.
Yeah, because what was it, Arizona, the offensive foul? Yeah. There was no offensive foul.
No, it was iffy. And the Tennessee one was probably worse, as Pat pointed out. So yeah. That's a hard call to make,
Pat,
in that situation. I'll tell you what, you know what my bigger issue is, Pat? What's that? Driving me crazy, and I saw it happen in a number of games. Saw it happen to Arkansas all year. Refs, if I was the head of officials, here's the number one thing I talk about at the next meetings.
Yeah.
Refs have got to quit bailing out kids who dribble into double teams around midcourt, and guys get aggressive defensively, and then they bail the kid out and call a foul.
Yeah, right.
Okay, my thing is, you know, from Little League on, you don't dribble into a double team at midcourt. Okay? If you put yourself in that position, you deserve to turn the ball over. All right?
Yeah,
they keep bailing guys out in that position. It's like, come on, man. Unless it's blatant, which it rarely is, let the kid turn the ball over. He deserves it. He's going to learn his lesson. He won't get dribble into that again next time.
Yeah.
He picked up his dribble just across half court. He's totally trapped, and then they go, foul.
Yeah, you hope those are the kind of fouls that they don't call, whereas I'm a big proponent of keeping the lane open. If a guy's cutting offensively, he's trying to cut through the lane, to run the play, in which happens so much. And you saw it actually yesterday being called, and Saturday is the referees actually rewarded the guy for it. Happened to Stauskas a couple times, as a matter of fact. He's a guy who is key for him to be able to not be held illegally when he's trying to go through the lane coming off a screen or something, and they've actually called that,
yeah,
which I'm happy about that.
Yeah, he did get some good calls. All right, let's get into it. Here we go. This was like, I can't believe this wasn't talked about at length this morning, and we didn't talk about it until now. Apparently, the on-again, off-again relationship is on for good. Hopefully, they don't go to any casinos before the wedding, but Catherine Webb and A.J. McCarron engaged.
How about that?
The 24-year-old brunette and her 23-year-old boyfriend got engaged.
Turning her into an honest woman, huh?
How about it? And he designed the ring himself, she says. It's quite lovely. There, I have another picture of
it. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Big old rock. And I'm thinking, where does this guy who's never going to play it down in the NFL get the money for a giant ring? Good for him.
He's going to be riding her coattails.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Might as well snatch her up while you can, my friend.
God bless him.
She, you know what? She's going to be his Giselle. She's yeah. And she may not make Giselle money, but she's going to make more than he does.
Do you think he was feeling the pressure?
Well, I mean, unless he's an idiot, he would...
It's not getting... Yeah, let's be honest. It's not getting any better for him.
Yeah.
The height of his life was the Alabama quarterback.
Right. I mean, if Catherine Webb's down, you go, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I've been across this great land, and she's all right. Unless she's a total dimwit, I don't think you could do a whole lot better. And even if she is...
Still, for a third-string quarterback, true.
Yeah. For a guy who's going to hold his clipboard for the next 10 years in the NFL, pretty good gig. Over the weekend, the box office. Matty T, did you go see anything this weekend?
I went and saw The Muppets.
What'd you think?
Not,
I agree.
It was not nearly as good as that last one.
It was not up to the high Muppet standards. Jim
that's
Henson's
true.
Rolling over in his grave right now, I guarantee you.
What was wrong with it?
I liked it because it was a Muppets movie, but it was. I mean, I there's been other ones that I've liked more than that, too.
Was Miss Piggy in it?
Yes.
Oh, yes,
Kermit?
She was in it.
I hate Miss Piggy. Tina Fey was actually...
There was a faux wedding in it.
There was sort of a
Kermit
sexual sort of element to Tina Fey as a gulag... Warden.
Oh, yeah, she was...
Well, I kind of like that.
Especially in the musical part.
Yeah.
I liked it. But, you know...
She's good.
Well, the same thing... Are you familiar with Flight of the Conchords?
Yeah. Sure.
It was on HBO for a while. Yep. Well, they're the comedic musicians. Well, one half of them wrote all those songs for this movie and the previous movie, and his counterpart was also one of the prisoners in it, but it... I thought it would have been better since it had a lot of the same...
Look, let's just say it sucked. And then I had a guy yesterday chat me up yesterday at church telling me how bad No was. Man, I walked out after 10 minutes. I'm like, you walked out after 10 minutes?
You got to give it more than 10 minutes.
He's like, it was ridiculous. It's terrible.
Did he wait for the flood?
He was so mad. I'm like, bro.
Well, see, I've actually
heard
some good things about it. My sister saw it, and she said it was great.
I saw a Facebook post, same thing. Guy's like, I walked out. I'm like, I haven't walked out of a movie ever. You still got popcorn.
I'm
not even halfway through my tub of popcorn 10 minutes in.
What was it about it that annoyed him so?
Oh, I don't know. I guess they don't think it was historically accurate.
They didn't. In 10 minutes?
I hear they don't actually mention God. They call him the creator.
Whatever.
That ticks.
I don't know how
off.
They talked in Noah's time. I wasn't around.
I'm sure it was in the Queen's English.
Anyway, apparently it did well enough. It made $44 million over the weekend.
I'll probably still see it this weekend.
How much did it cost to make it? It had to be 100.
Ooh, I don't have that.
200 million, something like that.
Did you end up seeing Son of God? Did anyone see that?
No.
Which one?
Son of God?
Read the book.
I saw it when it was on the History Channel.
Divergent number two, Muppets Most Wanted number three, Mr. Peabody and Sherman Matt and I both recommend.
I still, I pick that over the Muppets if you got.
God's Not Dead, no doubt. If you're gonna take your kid to a movie, if you didn't do anything good for him on spring break because you're a terrible parent, by God, take him to go see.
Is that animated?
Yeah, Peabody, Mr. Peabody and Sherman. That's a good flick. Good flick. Did you guys watch Saturday Night Live over the weekend?
I did, and I'm shocked by what you have here on the list. That can't be true.
Saturday Night Live with Louis C.K. as the host and musical guest Sam Smith. Who is that? The gay Missouri football player?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know who Sam Smith is. Who is he?
I think you got one of those things we look right alike. About him.
Who is he?
Nate Olson tweeted me. He thinks that me and Sam Smith look alike.
Who is Sam Smith?
He's some singer. I don't know.
He looked kind of like George Michael without the scruffy.
He does look like you then, Pat. Anyway, average of 4.0 in the metered market households with a 2.1 in adults 18 to 49.
Dude,
his second lowest ratings of the season behind the fat chick from Girls.
His monologue was one of the best I've ever seen.
Louis C.K. is outstanding.
Like, it was like 10 minutes of just his stand-up. It was great.
I saw a thing about what they called the best bit from the weekend. It was called Dyke and Fatty or something.
That was two funny female cups. Yeah, yeah.
But it didn't go on long enough. It was lame. Yeah. By the time they set the stage, it was over.
I saw the Saturday Night Live, and I probably laughed out loud zero times.
Yep.
And I cracked a smile maybe during Dykes and Fats. It wasn't funny at all. Yeah. Matty T, I'm sorry.
What about the monologue? This Louis C.K. monologue.
That was the only part. Okay. I turned it on during... I missed the monologue. Maybe I'll go back and watch it.
The monologue's easy. I laugh at every monologue. I laugh at even Leno's monologue, and I hate him.
I did think it was one of the worst weekend updates I've ever seen, too.
Who was the guy doing the weekend update?
He seems like an actual
news guy. He's not even funny
a little bit. Funny.
Lame.
I felt bad for Louis
my
CK,
gosh.
Though.
How bad was Jay Farrell this weekend? That is the worst Stephen A. Smith ever. Oh, they went to him doing Stephen A. Smith.
It
was so bad, Pat. Oh, it was painful.
Really?
There was not one funny thing about it. It was so terrible.
It wasn't a good SNL. And Louis C.K., Matty T.,
yes.
When all those girls were singing on the doorstep when they were singing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like it was in an old-style musical.
A musical?
Or yeah.
I don't know. I like Louis C.K.
But you know what? Cecily Strong, she does it for me. She's the other chick on the weekend update.
One of the least talented people who have risen to fame.
Yes,
Chelsea Handler leaving E at the end of the season.
Her show is huge though for their network.
It is so bad, and she is so unfunny. Yeah.
What is she going to do?
Host SNL, hopefully, because she'll fit right in there. She plans to leave the E Channel when her contract expires at the end of the year, bringing a close to her Chelsea Lately talk show after 8 years.
Huh.
She has been vocal about her dissatisfaction with the network, though such complaints could be perceived as part of the negotiation. We have at least 7 suitors, her manager says, so you're going to see her probably end up on a more high-profile network. She's making $9 million a year, delivering a viewership of just over a half million a night. She is a hack. She had 839,000 people tuning in 2010. Now she's making 572. She's awful.
Hey. Do you guys keep up with her? Quite a bit.
Chelsea?
Yeah.
I watched some of her interviews when she was promoting that book, you know, just because there was some controversy. Uganda, be kidding me. The Noah movie, guess what the budget was?
$200 million.
$125. So they did pretty darn good this weekend.
Chelsea looks weathered.
Yeah, she's been road hard, put away wet.
I think
she's disgusting to me.
She used to be very attractive to me.
50 Cent found her attractive, and then after that, I didn't anymore.
Well, that's rude, man. 50 Cent's the best thing that ever happened to her, first of all. Second of all, I would say that she's not funny. That's the biggest crime.
10 years ago, she looked just like a freshly bloomed flower.
She's disgusting.
Now, looks like she's definitely had some years.
More of a weed.
Brutality years, yeah.
All right, all right. We're bordering on spending more time on Chelsea Lately than Jimmy Dykes, and I don't want to talk about either one of them anymore. Anyway, move over to story 3. You're no longer number one. Disney's Frozen has taken the all-time top spot for animated films. Over a billion, that's billion with a B, dollars from Frozen. $1 billion. Are you kidding me?
And you say what?
That's amazing.
We're in some kind of recession? I don't think so.
I love Frozen. It's fantastic, but goodness gracious. Toy Story 3, just over $1.06 billion, $1.072 and counting for Frozen.
What I want to see is how many tickets sold. I'm just very curious how many people actually are going to spend their money.
Well, I saw it, and then my wife got it on demand.
I bought the Blu-ray. They got $19.99 from me.
You know, that's a movie where you don't go with two people. You're taking 2-3 kids at a time.
Yeah. Something aren't even yours.
Oh,
maybe.
I thought you were going to say you go by yourself in a trench coat.
Speaking of Matty T getting going to see Frozen then buying the film, Mississippi news station WLOX TV anchor Dave Elliott on Thursday said that there's been too much coverage of LGBT issues in the news recently.
That stands for lesbian, gay, transgendered, bisexual.
Yes, but not in that order.
Oh.
He says, I'm all for it. And then his Facebook post, though, is apparently creating quite a bit of attention, and maybe in a negative way, according to the station. I'm all for the LGBT community's ongoing fight for equality. I support their fight in every way. But it seems like they've been in the news too much lately. Maybe they should take a short break. Go on a gaycation, he calls it.
Just for the Rosie weekend. Cruise.
Enjoy yourselves.
Go on a Rosie Cruise. That's ridiculous.
The station condemned his comments on the Facebook page. We're not happy with the post or any imagined free publicity. Dave made this post initially on his personal Facebook page. Our station is committing to covering news that happens in our community and issues that are important to our viewers, and that includes the LGBT community.
States.
I would say this. It is remarkable, the overrepresentation in media regarding folks who make up 3 to 5% of the American population. It is amazing.
We're having that discussion.
I'm not
recently,
upset about it. I'm simply pointing out the fact that you have a gross overrepresentation of gay issues and gay topics in the news, considering only 3 to 5% of Americans identify themselves as gay.
See, I don't think it's gross.
It's not. That's not the point.
I know. I'm joking with you.
Yeah,
said
not
gross.
A joking matter. I'm being serious.
Oh, sorry.
For a moment. Just for a moment.
Just for now.
Now we get back to it. Speaking of, Cameron Diaz says, I love women. I don't believe in female jealousy. She says, quote, all women have been sexually attracted to another woman at some point. You know, I don't know if that's true or not, but I think every man has liked to think that every woman has been attracted to another woman at some point. So whether or not that's accurate, we're going to go ahead and go with it.
I'll bet there's some women, though, that she's not attracted to.
Kay Wilson, please report to the office. Kevin Wilson, please report to the office. All right, we're going to get Kay Willie over here so we can do a little birthday trivia. Does Marissa want to do birthday trivia?
Yes, that's why. I'm sorry, I didn't type it on.
All right, give me one more person.
Okay.
I got K-Dub. I got Hope. You want in? Do we have four headsets or not? Fine. You know what?
Oh,
just stay over there.
Come on, Hope.
She's sitting over there eating her. What are you eating over there? Champagne cocktails? Moe's Salad. I do want to thank Moe's for sending us a little lunch, as they always do. I appreciate the Close Talker salad with steak. It's so fantastic. I feel very healthy and very full. Thank him very much for their...
And you look good,
you're
too.
Looking healthy.
Thanks, buddy.
You look good. I feel real healthy.
Oh, why don't you two make out with me while you're at it? Goodness gracious.
Hey, that's getting a little too much attention these days, okay, Dave Elliott?
Thank you very much. I could be a TV anchor, maybe. Pat always carries his Tic Tacs with him, just in case, Kevin.
Just in case what?
Just in case he meets the future ex-wife.
The right one?
Maybe in case Catherine Webb shows up and wants to dump AJ McCarron.
Hey, what a great place to meet a girl would be a car dealership, huh? You know she's got some great taste.
Is that where you and Andrea hooked up?
Nope. College.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, college.
You're like AJ McCarron. You realize I'm never going to do better than this. Let me go ahead and get married right now.
I promise you.
Good move.
Promise.
All right, Marissa, you're going to be represented by K-Dub.
Sorry.
And if he doesn't win for you, he promised you to give you a whale of a deal on a vehicle here. It is the last day of the month, after all, and they're going to move some vehicles.
Are we holding the break for this?
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay.
Chris is going to be represented by Patty B, and Matt is going to represent William. Here we go, gentlemen. This guy is a politician and activist.
Bill Vickery.
He's best known, though, as having made the internet.
Oh,
Al Gore.
Very good, Matt.
Thank you.
How old's Al Gore today, then?
I have no idea.
All right, then. Pat, how old's Al Gore?
Al Gore?
Man's brilliant.
He's former vice president of the United States.
Brilliant. Well, I know. I'm trying to think here.
Okay, well, I don't have time
for
that.
He has a lockbox.
Matt, how old do you think he is? I'll start
with
you.
I think he's in his 60s, and I'm going to go late 60s, and I'm going to say 67.
I was going to go 72.
63.
66, Matt Point. This little lady was quite a little fireball on Cheers back in the day. She married another little
Christy
fireball
Alley.
Named Danny DeVito.
No.
Oh, Rhea Perlman!
Pearl.
I'm going to give that to Pat. How old Pat today?
Rhea Perlman is 64.
No, Matt.
Sometimes I feel like if I yell, I'll be right more. I think she is 70.
What'd you say, 64?
64.
Okay,
69!
71.
66. Pat Point.
Almost in the 70s.
This Welcome Back Cotter actor is celebrating a birthday.
Gabe Kaplan.
I don't know that he's ever been in the house. Gabe Kaplan.
Yes.
How old's Cotter today? Mr. Cotter. Mr. Cotter.
Are we talking about cars?
I'm going to get to it.
Hey,
Mr. Cotter.
I don't know how Cotter is. 68.
70.
Matt?
73.
69. How are you?
Ah.
So no point awarded.
That's a good point.
Three more. No, you guys tied.
To Kevin. I don't care.
There's one in the middle there.
Give the girl a point.
Zip. this NBA basketball player attended Michigan State University.
Magic Johnson.
Played for the Heat, the Hawks, the Blazers, the Spurs, the Hornets, and the Bobcats. He's now an NBA TV... analyst.
Smith.
Steve
yes,
Smith.
Yes, Steve Smith is correct, Pat. How old is Steve Smith today, Matt?
Steve Smith is 41.
No. Come on, K-Dub. Don't get shut out.
46.
Nope.
44.
45. No point awarded.
Yeah, see,
this actor's been in such movies as The Men Who Stare at Goats, Deception, Flora Plum the Island, Stay, Big Fish, and Down with Love. He was also in Black Hawk Down and Nora, which he also co-produced. Moulin Rouge, maybe? Anyone? He was also
Ethan
in Star Wars.
Something.
Yes.
Ethan.
Very close. Not Ethan Hawke.
Oh,
nope.
No.
Ewan McGregor.
Very good,
jeez.
Patty B. Very good.
I had it.
Just pulled that one.
How old is Ewan McGregor today, Patrick Steen?
Ewan's 42.
He is not. Matt?
The beautiful Ewan McGregor is 39.
No.
What did he pick?
Go in the middle.
42.
No, let's go 43.
44. Very good. Kevin's on the board. This actor, maybe the greatest of all time. I already told Pat it was his birthday today, so we take it out. And, Matt, any Christopher Walken clips you can play the rest of the day would be most welcomed. We have a million of them in the system. We tried to get Mr. Walken to call in today to wish you another happy day. He's so good.
Well, we'll celebrate his week. Okay. Birthday.
How old birthday is Christopher Walken today?
Walken-palooza.
I love Christopher Walken.
Is I'll bet you
me?
Do.
Matt, Kevin, how old do you think
no
he is?
No idea.
I know how old he is.
You gotta guess.
I know who the guy is.
You don't know who Christopher Walken is?
No, I don't want. I don't
You've
read
got
this
to get out more,
watch.
Buddy. I mean, oh, it's sad.
Live and breathe cars.
He's Have you ever seen
King of
Pulp
Neo?
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
He's in that. You ever seen Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in that.
What's his name?
Christopher Walken. He's got a very unique cadence to the way he speaks. Perhaps you've heard him.
Hope how old is he?
Here we go.
It was first purchased by your great-grandfather during the First World War. It was bought in a little general store in Knoxville, Tennessee. Made by the first company to ever make wristwatches. Up till then, people just carried pocket watches. It was.
You should talk like that.
I wish I could. I think it could wear thin on the listeners.
Let's go 54.
If I did it all the time.
70.
Pat, that's incorrect. But not a terrible guess.
Thank you.
I have to tell
I
you.
So.
Is it Matty T? How old today is Christopher Walken?
Was our highest guess 70?
That's correct, Matt.
Then he is 71.
That's a what we call a bingo bango and a victory for
Woo!
You. Congratulations. And a pat on the back to whoever was playing with you. And I believe it was William was the winner today. So, congratulations. Do you still think it's a good idea?
I hate that game.
That I talk like this?
No.
For the rest of the show?
No.
Can we take a time out?
Kind of end up killing.
Talk some cars.
Talk some cars.
When we return?
Yes.
In the meantime.
In the meantime.
Let me just mention, Suddenlink, over business. And if you want to watch television, goodbye, guy. 979-836-6901. Suddenlink, of course, as you know, Kevin, has been around since I was a wee lad. I'm 71 today.
Long time.
Suddenlink.com. Didn't have the internet when I was just a wee lad, but they had Suddenlink. And great television never gets old. Me talking like this certainly would.
I look at
the more web-enabled devices, Kevin, you have, the faster internet speed that your home needs. Nothing freaks a kid out more than when the Wi-Fi goes down. Suddenlink has got you covered. Fastest speeds in land, entire land. Free access to Suddenlink to go. Take it with you to work, to play, on the plane, vacation. You're out at a meeting occasionally. Pull out your iPad. Suddenlink to go. Live local customer service. Keep you online all the time. It's Suddenlink at 979-836-6901.
Sicilians are great liars. Best in the world. I'm Sicilian. My father was the world heavyweight champion of Sicilian liars. From growing up with him, I learned the pantomime. There are 17 different things a guy can do when he lies to give himself away. Guy's got 17 pantomimes. Woman's got 20. Guy's got 17. But if you know them like you know your own face, they'd be lie detectors all to hell. Now, what we got here is a little game of show and tell. You don't want to show me nothing, but you tell me everything. I know you know where they are, so tell me. Before I do some damage, you won't walk away from.